Welcome to the Bookcasting Podcast, episode 21. I am Ola Vea, and I'm here with my expert statistician guest, Tom Erik Støver. Today we're going to talk about the book, We Are All Weird, by Seth Godin. We chose this book because it focuses on how to communicate with your best consumer customers. First, Tom Erik is going to explain.
In the old days, before the internet.
Yes.
There was something called the mass market.
Yes.
Yes. And the way that the mass market worked was, no, let's say, the way that people made products was that they looked at a normal distribution of people. So a normal distribution is like it's a curve that looks like a bell, and it's called the bell curve. And
yeah,
if you asked people what they wanted, and you took their answers and put them on a graph.
Yes.
Their answers would look like a bell.
Yes.
Yes. And there would be a lot of people in the middle.
Yes.
Who wanted the same stuff.
Yes.
And there would be some people at the edges who wanted other stuff.
Yes.
But there were not very many of them.
No.
So what people did is that they figured out what the people at the middle, what do they want? And that's what we make.
Yes. Lots of it.
Coca-Cola.
Yes.
And Nike and all that shit.
Yes.
It's all from the people in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's how it worked. So, and that traditional marketing is about figuring out who is in the middle and then making the stuff and then making an advertisement targeted at that middle silo.
Yes.
Yes.
So basically, I'm not going to interrupt you that much, but basically what Golden says is that you make a mediocre product and you make great marketing.
Yes.
And you sell it to a lot of people.
Yes.
That's the good old days.
That is the good old days.
They were good.
Because, and there was a good reason for it.
Yes.
Because the few channels that you had of reaching a larger population,
yes,
was through broadcasting,
yes,
which is very expensive. It has a very narrow. It has like few channels. It's
yes.
It's basically what's it called?
TV.
It's TV.
Radio.
But it has limited airtime.
Yes.
Which means that
only a few companies can be on.
Yes, and it's very expensive.
Yes, very expensive. And it's still very expensive to make the commercials.
Yes.
It costs 2 million Norwegian kroners to make a good commercial.
At least. But, so the point is that if you're going to spend all that money on making the commercial and yeah, even more money on airing it,
yes,
on TV,
yes,
then you have to make sure that as many people as possible will buy,
yes,
what you're advertising.
Yes.
And that means that you're going to have to make your product mediocre enough to have some kind of appeal to a large group of people.
It must be safe. You cannot risk. You cannot be risky. And that's the danger here, because the budgets are enormous. And people cannot make risky products, because if you fail, you have lost a lot of money,
yes,
on the marketing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people did it. People have been failing up and down and left and center on this with their mediocre products.
Yeah. So this is basically the theme of a TV show that I hate.
Yes.
But that is very popular nowadays.
Yes.
It's called, what's it called?
South Park?
No, it's the people smoking all the time. The advertisers, Fifth Avenue.
Crazy Men?
No.
Mad Men?
Mad Men. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Because in the 50s.
Yes.
The innovative people.
Yes.
Were the advertisers. The people who could figure out yes. how to take your shitty products and sell them.
Yes.
Those were the guys you wanted to hang out with.
Yes.
Back then.
Yes.
Well, not so much anymore.
No.
I think.
No. Because now you need a good product.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because
we are all weird.
Because we are all weird.
High five. High five.
And
so, yeah. Let's go a little into that.
Yeah.
What does it mean to be weird? And Seth Godin, he wrote this book, We Are All Weird. And he's written many books on what I would call marketing. It's not even modern marketing. It is marketing. And he's describing different things. And in this book, he describes that we are individuals. That's basically what he's...
Yeah.
We're all different. But...
So what he's actually saying is that we are... Everyone is their own little bell curve. Or their own silos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have to say that thing.
The what?
The thing about the bell curves. Because they don't go away.
They don't go away. They just kind of dissipate.
They're flatter.
They flatten out and spread out so that there's no middle anymore.
They're longer and longer out.
And they're little bumps.
Yes. Yes.
Clusters.
So he doesn't really say that the mass market is gone, per se.
Mm.
He's just saying that it's filled with a lot of people with individual needs.
It's still a mass.
Yes.
But it's not like a lot of people not trying to sell the same thing to a lot of people. He's trying to sell different things to many different kinds of people.
So, yeah. And then, so a premise here Seth Godin is using is that the marketing that you just described, Tomedic, the mass marketing, it actually only worked for a very select few companies. It's only a few companies that really did this successfully. And it's cigarette companies, it's McDonald's, some car companies, and Nike, Coca-Cola, that made it work.
Basically, those who had the capital to invest in advertising.
And even those who had the money didn't really make campaigns that were persuasive enough to capture the market.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he says that basically. But because some made it, everybody thinks that they can do it if they have the money. So he doesn't say that it even worked back then. It worked for a select few. And what he basically says is that it hasn't changed. It's only that you are no longer in the position where you can become the new Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is. Because the market is slightly flatter. The mass is slightly smaller. And the profit you can take out is basically just so much. It's a little bit less. And then you cannot get in there in the same way as you could back in the day. And you have the channels, like you said. The channels, there are many channels. So this is not revolutionary at all, the stuff he's saying. And so, what do you do about this? What I said is how to communicate with your best consumer customers. It is, you have to realize that they are weird. You have to realize that you are weird, and you have to show them that you're a real person. And that's not easy.
No.
But we know somebody who has done it.
Yeah. Yes. So actually, right now, we are talking into a
microphone.
Yes. And it's just not, it's not just any microphone. It's actually a Bluemic,
yes,
made by a company called Yeti, I think it's called Yeti.
Yeti, that's the snowman.
American company.
That's the abdominal snowman.
Yes, and The reason why we are using this microphone
yes.
is because Adam Curry is using it.
That's true.
Yes.
He's weird.
He is weird. He is weird as hell.
Yeah.
He's the weirdest guy in podcasting.
Probably. No. John C. Dvorak is the weirdest guy in podcasting. He's the second weirdest guy in podcasting. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but that's not why it's good. But that's part of it. I know that he is a gear. He is really nerdy about his audio gear.
Yes, yes.
So when we were thinking about what microphone to get,
yes,
we took his advice very seriously.
Did he actually say, I bought this? Or have you just found it out?
No, he was talking about it when he was on the Hot Pockets tour.
Okay.
Yes.
He brought his mic.
He had a special episode about his audio gear
when he
on the tour.
In the camper.
In the camper.
They were driving around in the camper.
Yes.
All around the states. That's the Hot Pockets tour.
He also had this one.
What's it called?
It's a Dynamics audio processor.
It's an expander,
gate, compressor.
Yeah,
peak limiter.
I'm looking at it right now. It's got lots of lights on it that's moving. It's green and red lights. It's moving. As I speak, I can control the lights with my voice.
Yes. But about the microphone.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago, there was a shock mount for this microphone. Basically, it's a thing that holds the microphone.
Yes.
And kind of softens movements. This is a boom, and it's attached to a table, and which sits on the floor.
I stamp on the floor now, and you can hear it.
Yes. So when you had this shock mount on it, that would be less prominent.
Yes.
So and there was a mounting screw on the shock mount that broke.
Yes.
So I sent them an email.
Yes.
And I said, well, the mounting screw broke.
Yes.
And then they said, well, we'll just send you a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we like.
Yes, yes. I like that. And these are great guys. That's what they do. They make awesome microphones.
For weird people.
Yes.
Like us and Adam Curry.
Yeah.
What does John C. Dvorak use?
I'm not sure.
No.
He is weird.
You should listen to No Agenda.
No Agenda.
No Agenda.
The best podcast in the universe.
It is the best podcast in podcast.
So now that we plug them.
Yes.
Maybe they should plug us.
I don't think so. Well, anyway, there is something else you can listen to.
Yeah.
If you want to learn, audible.com.
Yes.
What is that?
Audible.com is like reading a book, but instead of reading a book with your eyes, you're reading it with your ears.
Yes. You rub it against your head, the side of your head.
Yes, yes. And it's actually a very good way to read a book. And what I do actually when I listen to books,
yes,
audiobooks,
yes,
I put them on double or even triple speed.
Me too.
And I read books real fast.
Like this. And then he went into the door and went out of the door.
And then I read it again.
Yes,
because it was so fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I put stuff into the dishwasher.
Yeah.
I turn it on.
Yeah.
I walk around, I make coffee, you know. I take dust up from the floor.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to my book all the time. And actually, I put little red headphones that you use when you drive a tractor around the countryside in Norway. I put it over my iPhone headphone. What do you call it?
The earplugs. Earplugs.
I put it over. So that when I grind my coffee with my little coffee grinder that I got from Grandfather Bent, I can still listen to the book.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wear it on the bus and people look at me strange.
And?
Because I'm weird.
Yes.
Yes.
And right now, to prove that you are also weird.
Yes.
You should go to audibletrial.com.
Yes.
/ bookcasting.
Bookcasting.
And I will say it again. Audibletrial.com.
Audibletrial.com.
/bookcasting. And sign up, put in your email and password and
credit card number.
It's going to be free, don't worry. You get the first book for free.
Yes.
And you should get We Are All Weird
by
Seth Godin. And you're going to love it.
But after a month, they will charge your credit card.
Unless you cancel.
Yes. Yeah. And you should not cancel.
No. You should.
Why?
Why shouldn't you cancel? Yeah. Because reading books is good for you.
It's good for your brain.
And if you're subscribing,
yes,
it will make you read books.
Yes.
More often than this, not, because it will...
It's easier to listen.
You're going
to
look at your credit card statement and it says, oh, there's the Audible. I better go read a book now.
Yeah. So the thing is, so instead of sending you a book like the old school book clubs would do back in the good old days when you had the mass market, you build up credits and you can go in anytime and find a book. And if it's cheap, you just buy it with your credit card.
Yeah.
But if it's an expensive book, you use your credit and then you download it right away and you get it and you put it into the device that you prefer.
Yes.
And then you can listen while you cannot read, because there are many situations in life where you cannot read.
Yeah.
And I do not recommend that you will listen to a book in all those situations, but in the many of them,
in
you
most
can.
Of them.
Yes.
In the shower.
In the shower.
If you have speakers, waterproof speakers in the shower, you could do that.
Very good.
I missed that, actually. I'm looking
for... You have waterproof speakers?
I don't have it, but I'm looking for some to buy.
Yeah.
To put in the shower. Because you know, I think it's, you know, I'm standing there in the shower and I'm feeling I'm wasting time.
Absolutely.
I'm doing manual labor.
Yes.
I'm cleaning myself.
Yes.
But my brain isn't working.
Yeah, your brain is relaxing.
There should be something. I should be reading something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I do it when I work out.
Yeah.
I listen to books and it's good.
Yeah.
And then when it's the working out starts to get heavy, I turn over to music.
Yeah.
I do it when I ride the bus, when I wait for the bus.
Yeah.
I do it sometimes when I walk around town.
Yeah.
And Benedicta goes into a store.
Yeah.
To do stuff, because I don't ever follow her into stores, because I fucking hate stores. But then I can stand outside listening to my book. And when she comes out, I'm still happy. I'm not grumpy about standing out there feeling sorry for myself or something. Yeah.
If you are a skier,
yes,
you should read books.
Wow. I listened to Good to Great by Jim Collins.
Yeah.
It is a fucking long, slow book, but it is a breakthrough work of science about the most important companies in American cultural business change history.
Yeah.
So you have heard about some of them, but not all, and they are it's real breakthrough. It's breakthrough shit. You should listen to that one.
Yeah.
It's real science.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a little boring, so you shouldn't read it.
That's great.
Yes.
I actually have a question for our listeners.
Yes.
Because we have talked about doing some classics on the podcast.
Yes.
And we might not listen to you, but if you do have some suggestions for classics that we should read, then please go to our Facebook page and tell us about it.
Yes, and it is the facebook.com/bookcastingpodcast. Yes.
Or you could just go into the Facebook and search for bookcasting in the search field.
And write it, just write it somewhere on our page.
Yeah.
Just write the name of the book.
Yeah. Just write, you guys should read something by Aristotle.
We don't even need a reason.
Or
just write it. Yeah.
And maybe we'll listen.
A classic.
Yeah. Suggest classics for us.
Yes.
In the meantime, we're going to suggest a different episode of Bookcasting that you should listen to.
Yes.
Because right now, we really like it.
Yes.
And we like the person that was a guest on that episode.
I would be so bold as to say maybe it's one of our best episodes yet.
It is quite possible.
It is great.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's her name is Serena
Star
Leonard.
Yes.
And I think she is in Mexico now. But she was in Guatemala when we talked to her.
Yes.
And we might talk to her again in January or February, because she's going to be in the United States.
Of America.
Where they have internet.
Where they have real internet.
Yes.
Not because, like on Rodeleca.
But it wasn't all that bad, actually, in Guatemala. I was surprised.
Yes, me too.
But
it's better than Rodeleca.
Yes.
Yes.
Because Rodeleca has really bad internet.
They do. And we can talk about that some other time, but I will refuse to talk about that without a gun.
But her book is called How to Retire in 12 Months.
Yes.
And she knows because she did.
Yes.
Retire in 12 months.
12 months.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she uses the word retirement loosely. So she's not just sitting on the beach drinking tropical drinks.
No.
She's actually doing something useful.
Which is?
But she is doing community work.
And making.
And consulting.
And making documentaries.
Documentaries, I didn't
because that's her dream.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Oh.
So she's making, I think, about the community work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
I
true.
Think so. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but she has a business.
Yes.
That provides her with a low maintenance income.
And that means one day a week.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And she does that so that she is able to do the other stuff that she wants to do.
Yes.
Yeah. But she wants to do that. But the point is that she's not working because she used to be a sales rep or something like that in IT, and she worked really hard, and then one day she realized, oh, this is pointless.
Yeah.
Why am I doing this?
Yes.
And then she told herself, in 12 months, I'm going to retire. And then she did it. And then she wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
And then we talked to her.
Yes.
Anyway.
It's great. Listen to it. It's the number... What episode is it?
Number 9.
Yes. Number 9, dude. Number 9.
Niner.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So today we have talked about Seth Godin's We Are All Weird. And it's all about how to communicate with your best consumer customers.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So our website is bookcastingpodcast.com.
Yeah, go there.
Go there now. Subscribe in iTunes or I don't know where else people subscribe.
Find episode 9 with Serena Star Leonard and her book How to Retire in 12 months.
Yes.
Talk to you later. This is Ola Vea from the Bookcasting Podcast and...
I am Tom Erik Støver. Reading books so you don't have to.